So the route is from Buffalo throughout New York State to Long Island?
Ultimately? That's correct, yes.
What about overnight accommodations? How are those arranged?
I have made some arrangements. I've been in, I stayed in a shelter this week. And when I get to Rochester, there I will be staying in shelters, meeting our homeless veterans and documenting them and talking to them and reaching out to them.
You talked about being willing to express, you know, I am a PTSD, a person living with PTSD. Folks who might want to have that conversation with you to learn more about you and offer support, how do you get that conversation going with someone who might not appreciate what it's like to live with it?
Well, I'm not a clinician. I'm not a doctor. And I am talking from experience. I'm 50 years PTSD. And so I had PTSD before it was PTSD, before they had a concept. And so I'm talking to them at their level. So I don't push it. I offer, we share. They share their experiences with me. I share with them. And we start a conversation. You can't be pushy. They have to take the first step themselves. You can encourage them all you want. You could try, but you can't push PTSD. People have to accept it and be willing to work for it. And hopefully, you know, someone will be inspired by, you know, an old man walking across the state to say, hey, I have a mental disorder.
This time of year, of course, I mean, the weather can get downright brutal. Is there some symbolism that you draw from that as you choose this time of year to take this walk?
I want to reach out to education, to students. I want to reach out to those that are young, are future veterans. And so I'd like to finish my walk back home by the end of school term, June. So I hope to be on Long Island by June.